This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Spotlight on eWomen, the place for everything eWomen Network. Entrepreneur, enterprising, enlightening, and exciting. Please welcome your eWomen host, Phyllis Smith.
Hi, and welcome to Spotlight on eWomen Network. I'm Phyllis Smith. So as an entrepreneur, you have great ideas and probably suffer from the shiny object syndrome, but you just can't implement all of those ideas. You don't have the bandwidth or the experience to make it happen. This could be a good time to enter into a business partnership. Founder and CEO of eWomen Network, Sandra Yancey, joins me right now to discuss how to enter into a strategic business partnership so your ideas can take hold and your business can soar. Welcome, Sandra.
It's great to be here with you again, Phyllis.
I love having you here. You are such a busy person. It's hard to get you in the studio, but
we're very fortunate when we do.
Okay, very good. So let's say, what are the benefits of having a strategic business partnership?
Well, we'll talk about more of this as we move on. Strategic business partnership really encompasses all different kinds of constituents. So it's important to, you know, think about, you know, which are the best ones for you. That said, let me just say that the reason why I think it's important for all entrepreneurs when they get to a certain place where they just feel that overwhelm, they are overcome with overwhelm, the right business partnership could be perfect for you simply because you cannot do everything alone. If it's one thing that I've learned, no one makes it by themselves. And one of the things that I think really gets in the way for entrepreneurs and prevents them from, you know, moving faster as they deserve, is that they just get mired down in the details. And they pretty soon they're caught up in all the administrivia. You know, Phyllis, they're doing all of the things that they can hire somebody else to do. I mean, it's like sometimes amazing when I have my own clients in my SOAR coaching program really do an analysis of where they're spending their time. They're finding that they are, you know, spending volumes of time doing $25 an hour jobs when what they do is, you know, $100, $150, even $1,000 an hour, right? So it doesn't make smart business sense. So you've got to be thinking about what are your pain points, where are you really, you know, struggling or suffering in your business, and how the right strategic partner might help you overcome that challenge.
So how do we know when we're in the right strategic partnership? I mean, what does it feel like? I mean, I'm sure it's more than a feeling, but there is a feeling that goes with it.
Yeah, I think you feel two things. One is you feel relief, right? Because somebody else has an area of expertise, knowledge, or access that you don't have. And so you feel like you just have blossomed in terms of your reach. And secondly, there is a return on investment. You're seeing a translation of that new access into growth for your business. Now, it might be just growth in your database, right? It might be growth in your products. It might be growth in terms of the services that you offer. There are various different ways in which you can grow, but you definitely feel it and you definitely see it as it relates to the growth of your business.
How important is it to be compatible with that person?
I think that's everything. Compatibility is everything. Let me just tell you, not all money is good money, and partnering with the wrong person for even the right reasons, but have different values, different philosophies, different expectations, different in terms of how you treat your customers versus how they treat their customers, can be really detrimental to you, not just in the long run, but even in the short run. I mean, if the damage is greater than the value that they're adding, you know that you've got the wrong relationship.
So when we talk about a strategic business relationship, the word strategic is the optimum word here. So this is not something that we take lightly.
Absolutely not. I mean, you need to really think about, you know, where are your biggest pain points? That's where I would start. Every entrepreneur, make a list of where are your pain points? Where are you suffering? Are you caught up in the minutiae, right? Do you need help with the administration of your business and you're not in a position, you don't have enough to hire a full-time employee, or that's not your goal? Then what you can do is you can get a good virtual assistant, right? That's an independent independent contractor that you pay X amount of dollars for X amount of hours of work. You might pay that person hourly, or you might pay that person based on a project, or you might pay that person based on a monthly. Some months a little bit less, some months a little bit more, but it averages out. So you've got three different ways in which to enter that relationship. But it is nonetheless a strategic partner for you, but that's an independent contractor.
Right. It's very interesting when people, I think, sometimes think of partnerships. They think of the person they're going into business with.
Right.
But what you're saying is you are going into business with these type of partners. You call them partners.
Right. Totally. I mean, I think about it. I mean, sponsors to me are marketing partners. A sponsor would be someone like I've had in the past, whether it be Dell or Microsoft or American Express or, you know, Office Depot, where they pay you an amount, typically on an annual basis. There is a contract of deliverables, of things that you will do over the 12-month period of time. You have to report in on that either on a monthly or quarterly basis, and you are measured on the progress that you have made on their behalf. And if that is something that they see works for them and is moving the needle based on their values. So it might be new customers, it might be new likes, it might be attendance at one of their events, it might be products sold. They will determine the values that they have for where they want to see the needle move. And if you've done that, then they will renew, right, on an annual basis. Sometimes sponsors just may sponsor an event. We don't typically do that, but I do see where if someone that might have an event, they have a sponsor for that event. You know, an exhibitor at your event is another different kind of a sponsor, right? Mm-hmm. Where mm-hmm. they are showing up to sell their wares, their products, their services. You may do an endorsement from the front of the room. You may have them come on the stage and do their shtick, whether it be sometimes 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or maybe they get a full hour of training, and then you drive them to the exhibit space. And they get all of the sales. They might pay you up front a flat fee for all of that, and that it would include the pre-promotion where you have their logo on all of your marketing collateral. It's a different type of sponsorship. Mm-hmm. Again, it's a cut of that, right? So it's a different relationship. So strategic partnerships for me fall in all different kinds of categories.
Mm. And it's hard for entrepreneurs to let go. I mean, you, as you always say, you learn how to be this, you know, no, don't be the COE, the chief of everything.
Right.
Be the chief executive, be the CEO.
Right.
And it's hard to let go. You know, you say entrepreneurs get protective about their sweat equity.
Yeah.
And after all, being in a partnership means sharing the wealth.
Yes.
So there actually needs to be a shift in your mindset around this.
No
how
question.
How do people wrap their mind around this kind of these kind of partnerships?
Well, I can tell you how I look at it, and that is real simple. I can give you a very kind of intellectual response, but the truth of the matter is it boils down to this. I would rather have a smaller piece of something really big than 100% of nothing. You know, I mean, that's really what it boils down to. And the truth of the matter is, if you're going to hold everything close to the vest and you're not going to, you know, collaborate and share, the odds are unfortunately heavily in your favor that over time you will implode. Just of sheer exhaustion, if for nothing else. You know, I mean, you could move into, you know, a joint venture. That's a different kind of strategic partnership than we have talked about so far. Mm-hmm. And a joint venture is a kind of person that I believe you have to have a really strong contract with. In fact, I believe in having contracts with all of my relationships, just so that everybody is really clear of what are the expectations of not only what will be done, but what the outcomes should be, right? And the times in which things should be delivered, because that's where I feel like a lot of confusion and then headache and heartache start to emerge, is when people aren't clear on what they need to deliver, what the results are supposed to look like in terms of the quality, the conversion rate, whatever that might be, and in what time frame. So a good contract at a minimum covers those kinds of things, and a good attorney will make sure that, you know, all the other nuances are covered as well. But A joint venture is especially important, I think, to have a contract because it is something completely different than everything that we've talked about. Technically speaking, you're really going into business with someone else. This is a business agreement in which you and another person or perhaps persons or another business entity agree to develop, even if it's just for a specific period of time, a completely new entity, right, that in which you both share the risk and the rewards. So each party is typically contributing some sort of assets, right? Maybe it's just one core asset, but asset or assets as equity into the business. And and this is real equity. And so typically what happens is as you form this joint venture, both parties have actual control over this brand new entity. So they're not only sharing in the revenue, but you need to understand they're also sharing in all of the expenses. So it's a very different kind of relationship than yet anything else we've talked about so far, right, Phyllis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we are going to be talking more about that. I just want to, you know, you don't, as we discussed, the strategic business partner, it covers all different areas.
Exactly.
And there's several categories. And you've alluded to some of them, but sort of categorically, just give us a list on potential partners that you might have.
So, I mean, I think one of them could be, you know, certainly a reseller or an agent, or if you have, you know, someone that is representing your brand and selling it, a licensing arrangement or even a franchise if you move into that direction. Certainly, you know, independent contractors that you hire to help you in an area that's not your expertise or not good use of your time. Sponsors are another great area, right, that of people that are looking to get access to your customer base, joint ventures, which I talked about, and then, you know, affiliate relationships is another powerful one that we haven't talked about. So those are the big ones that kind of pop to my mind. Think of it as a big circle and just start putting lines and creating pies around it and look at the various different ways in which you can enter into completely different types of business partnerships.
Okay, we have to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to dive into a few of those. We
sure.
don't have time to all of them. And really the criteria in searching and choosing the right strategic business partner. So when we come back, we're going to go do that.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Spotlight on eWomen. Here's your host, Phyllis Smith.
Welcome back. I'm speaking with the founder and CEO of eWomen Network, Sandra Yancey, and we're talking about how and when to enter into a strategic business partnership. And partnerships, you do have to be very strategic about that. But everybody, I want you to think about this. Sandra has a great tweetable from our last segment. She said, I'd rather have a smaller piece of something than
100% of nothing.
Of nothing. So yeah. Which means that's that mindset, wrapping your mindset around that you need help. You
totally.
Always say no one does it alone.
No one does it alone. Yep.
So these are some of the categories of partnerships you could enter into. Supplier,
mm-hmm.
Customer is a partner, agent, reseller or reseller, a vendor, independent contractor, affiliates, and joint ventures. Now, you did to go into a little more detail about a joint venture. How does that differ from an affiliate?
An affiliate is a completely different relationship, and it's a smart question that you asked, Phyllis, because I think there's a lot of confusion in the marketplace between the difference of an affiliate and a joint venture. I've explained what a joint venture is. You're actually forming a business, and you've got both the investment of, you know, bringing a particular skill or set of assets to the relationship, but you're not only sharing in the revenue, you're also sharing in the expenses. All right, that's a joint venture. An affiliate is a completely different type of relationship. This is someone who is going to market your company, your products, or your services, and they are doing that for the sole purpose of earning a sale or a commission. And at its most basic form, that's the purest way I can describe it. So, you know, before internet marketing, it was called performance-based marketing is what it was called. Today, in today's world, it's called an affiliate relationship. So basically, you sell something and I'm going to pay you a commission for it if you were one of my affiliates. Okay, and so, or let's do the reverse. Let me tell you how it works for me. All the time I get a call. I don't do a lot of these. In fact, I do very rare of them. But I get calls all the time, and they go something like this. Hi, Sandra, would you, you know, I'm getting ready to do a big telesummit, and I'm having different subject matter experts come in and speak about a particular area of expertise. And I would love for you to come and talk about what it's like to be a woman entrepreneur. And so I'm going to have 30,000 people that are registered for the summit that are your audience. And I believe a big chunk of them are your audience. And I would love to interview you, for example, for like 30 minutes. And then at the end of the 30 minutes, I'm going to take questions. So we'll do a Q&A for about 15 or 20 minutes. And then that would, you know, take a total of about 45 or 50 minutes, right, of the hour. And then at the end, you can do a call to action, a CTA. You'll hear that a lot in the genre, CTA, call to action. And you can offer a product, a service, an experience, something like that. And we're going to give them a code. And anybody who buys it and uses that unique code, we are going to pay you, we'll give you a commission on it, kind of thing. So do you see how that's different than a joint venture relationship? It's very different. It's transaction-based. It's sale-based, right? And that's a joint venture. Now, a joint venture could also be someone who, where there's actually no sale, but you're using it as lead generation. How that works is that you're not actually offering something to sell, but you're using it as lead generation. How that works is that you're not actually offering something to sell, but perhaps you're offering something that you're going to give away. So maybe at the end of the interview, and this is what I do, because I don't like to do a conversation for 45 minutes, and then people don't know me well enough for me to do a big sale. That's just my personality. Mm-hmm. But I like to then say, hey, if you like what I'm talking about and you'd like to be in relationship with me, I would love to invite you to be a part of my tribe. And one way to do that is we covered maybe three things today. There's actually five important things. We didn't have a chance for the final two, you know, but I've captured it all in a white paper or a download or something like that. You can go to my website right now, and I've got a little box there in the upper right-hand corner, and you can get not only a summary of what we've talked about, but a couple of other tips that I think you will find of value too. And then they're in pure choice to opt in to get that or not. And then my belief is the best thing you can do is start a nurturing campaign. In other words, just start to love on them and serve them and help them. And, you know, people do business ultimately with people they know, like, and trust. So they don't really know you after 45 minutes when you've done the call. But if they know you enough to say, I'm intrigued, now they can get to know you more. I would invite them on my other Sip, Tip, and Talk free calls, things like that, and get them to really start to like me, right? And then over time, we're all in business. We can't do everything for free. But when I have something that I think is really meaningful and I'm not in a position to give it away, I might offer them then to participate.
Would that affiliate relationship, you didn't say, would that also include you having access to those 30,000 people or no?
Typically, that is not how it works. Mm-hmm. I would never do that because in my privacy agreement, I never share my database. But if I have somebody on a call, like I do my $1 million series, and I allow them to offer something, right, and people opt to do that, then to me, you're an adult and you've made that decision that there's something about the person you've just heard that you value in some form or fashion. You either just really like or you value and you want to go get it. And then you can have access to all those people that take that action. But I won't just give a list, and I would never expect someone to give me a list either. I wouldn't even think to ask for that.
Right. Do you also consider customers to be your partner?
Yeah.
So how does that work? How do you see that as a partnership?
Well, I believe your customers are your best referral base. And what better partnership is that than someone who would be willing to introduce you to someone else? It was interesting to me just the other day, one of our brand new celebrity science clients came in, and she was here for her full-day strategy session with Kim and I. And in that, at the end of that day, she said that there were a couple of other people that had gone to celebritiescience.com and had heard about it, seen the video there, and were, interested. They knew she had become part of it, so they had done a search and found out that there was a website. So they actually said to her, really curious to hear how it goes. I'm considering it. And at the end of the day, she said, in tears, she couldn't believe the breakthrough that we had of her business model, how we simplified her brand, how we identified, a name for her coaching practice, that we came up with her signature talk, that we identified the 3 to 5 bullets, that we basically rolled out an entire year plan of how to now take it from one-to-one coaching to group coaching. I mean, she just was like, I've been working on this for years, and I just was mired in the details. It took someone else to take it and simplify it. And she said, I can't wait to go back and tell those other two people. She said, just today alone has been worth it to me. You've cracked the code of something I've been struggling with for 3 years, right? Well, that to me is a partner right there. Not only am I serving her and I am encouraged, right, because she's in a year-long program with us, but guess what? In her first session with us, she wants to go back and tell those other two people. So she said, I want to give you their names. If they end up calling, I just want you to know that I referred them. And we, of course, wrote down their names and are looking forward to receiving a call from them or for them to apply, because you can apply directly from the Celebrity Science website. And I what I want to do is make sure that I track that so that when it happens, I can do something for her in a form of appreciation. Now, you can always send flowers and cookies and things like that, but what I know is that I have something that would be a value that would move her business forward. Mm-hmm. So for me, I could always still send her a thank you card and a beautiful bouquet, but most importantly, what I would love to do for her is to say, hey, listen, I know that in your package you're getting X amount of new videos, but I'm thinking of another video that I think would be of value to you, and I want to bonus you that video. Mm-hmm. And that has thousands of dollars worth of value to her. Yeah. If she's already in the studio, it's easy for us to do, and it's a big thank you. What do you think that might do for her moving forward? forward as she bumps into new people and they start noticing her brand shift, her logo, her website, her social media, her, you know, ad campaigns, all of those kinds of things. She probably might just be that much more likely, right, to continue to refer us.
Yes.
Very strategic partnerships that I think we often dismiss.
Yeah. And from her perspective, you became her partner.
Totally.
So isn't that interesting that she was thought, you know, she's probably very successful.
Very.
And doing very well, but wanting to go to that next level. And you came in, cracked the code because it was something that she was missing.
Totally.
That's why she signed on to begin with. She's missing something. You come in as the partner to help her see, shed some light on what that might be. And so I love that whole concept because you, from the suppliers to the customers, the clients, to
sponsors, our peers, totally.
Peers that might be able to give you access to their community and vice versa. So partnership, I think that is just a really great way to look at it.
The big thing is people get really scared of affiliate partners and things like that. Like, oh, well, if they're selling something, then they're taking money from people spending money with me. And I think, and that's a very dangerous mindset to want to keep everybody so close to your vest. I think if you have that mindset and you ask that very early on, and I think this is a perfect, time to say, if you're really coming from a place of serving your customer and making sure that she and he are getting the resources and the access to what it is, and it's because of you that you've made that introduction, they'll never forget that. You'll make it up tenfold in a myriad of other ways that you may never be able to fully track back to that instance. So it's really a concept of truly believing in the greater good and in abundance, and knowing that, you do something good, the ripple effect just goes on, but it also boomerangs back in ways that you probably least notice and expect.
We're going to end there. Sandra, thank you so much for sharing your really valuable time. Believe me,
loved
I know it.
It.
I appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much. And until next time.
Time's up for now. If you want more enlightening conversations that could change your life, visit EWNRadioNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.